Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, the word of God, episode 106. 106. So we're going back to our fundamental scripture, and I trust that you have been blessed by these messages. Please let me know if you're listening to them. Kindly write a comment in the podcast for me to know that you have been blessed by these things I'm sharing with you. And that I'm not speaking into the air. So, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So, that's Hebrews 4, 12. Now, we are doing this in conjunction with the other scripture, which is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. So there was another 3:16 apart from John 3:16. That there's another interesting 3:16, but this time it's 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And in the previous episode, I spoke about what scripture means. So now I'm going to turn my attention on that very word. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. So that word, all scripture, I've already explained it. Hagios grapha, passive grapha in Hebrew, all that. I've done that. So if you've not heard me speaking about that, then it means you have to go back to the other episodes and listen to them before you come back to this to be able to fully grasp what I've been saying. Please do not take me out of context. That is very important. So when the Apostle Paul was writing and he said, all scripture, because 2 Timothy was written by Apostle Paul and was writing it to his son Timothy in the spirit. That was his father Timothy in the spirit. So he's saying all scripture to Timothy when he was writing that letter to him. But remember that when he was writing and he said all scripture, the New Testament was not yet written. Listen. There was nothing like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. No, there was nothing like that. There was nothing like Acts of the Apostles. There was nothing like the epistles that were written. There was nothing like that. In fact, when you can even Google it and see, and ask Google, what time was the New Testament written? And it will tell you, it's 50 AD, between 50 AD and 62 AD. Listen, 50 AD and 62, in between that, 50 AD and 62 AD, that was when all these texts of letters were put together and became the New Testament. Okay, so if we say 50 AD, then it means that it was after the death of Christ. It was after, so 50 years after Christ's death, between that time and 62 years, that is when these letters began to circulate, when they were put together. So when he said all scripture, it means that when he was writing all scripture, where was all scripture? Well, what was the scripture then? Is it not interesting? I thought that you might want to know, because if when he was writing, there was nothing like the New Testament, then what could all scripture mean? It will simply mean that all scripture was the Old Testament. All scripture was what? The Old Testament. I thought you should know this. I thought you should hear this. Because when you're reading, we're trying to put scripture to scripture, look at each one of them, and by just that, all scripture, those two words, all scripture, Now we know that the all scripture there did not include the letter that he, Paul, was writing at that time. No, he did not include that. Because at that time, when he was saying all scripture, there was nothing like the New Testament. It had not been put together yet. So all scripture will mean what? The Old Testament. I think it's very simple, is it not? I thought you should know. Hallelujah. You're so blessed by...